Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I am glad to see or to feel that it's cooled off a little bit versus that 90-ish degree heat that we were dealing with on Sunday. Just absolutely brutal. And I popped down to Keene yesterday because I had to take care of some stuff, and it was so much hotter there. Like, once you get south of, like, the Concord area, the temperature just steadily escalates until you get to Keene, and then it's just vicious. But here, there's an awesome breeze. It's very, very cool, and we are at ForkFest. Number 6, 2022. You're welcome to come and hang out with us. There's no ticket required. All you have to do is show up, get your RV site, your motel room, or your camping site with Rogers Campground, of course, and that's it. That's all you got to do. That gets you in. Now, I'm here with, it's Aria here with the captain, and I want to rant about something real quick. Now, one of my favorite things about the Porcupine Freedom Festival that just ended last week.
Wait, is this the rant?
Sort of.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. It's the rant competition. Soapbox Idol is what they call it. And it's a lot of fun. It draws a huge crowd. This year it was absolutely packed in there. Every single seat was filled with someone. And then a bunch of people were standing in the back. Tom Woods and Jeffrey Tucker don't draw a crowd like that. But Soapbox Idol is so much fun because it's just a bunch of libertarians. And every libertarian here is capable of ranting about something, right?
Fact.
Yeah.
And in fact, they do just randomly walking by. They're like, what is he... He's not even talking to anybody, and he's ranting.
Yep, they absolutely do that. And this is an opportunity for all of them to give out their best three-minute rant, right? And for the past two or three years, I've been a judge of this thing. And it's really, really fun. It's unclear. Carla thinks that's Carla Garrick, who's, you know, part of the Queen Quill, as they call her. She thinks I've done it 3 years in a row. I think this is my second year. I don't recall, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm always the mean judge, right? The Simon Cowell, or whatever his name is, of the panel. I mean, that's the way it works. That's what's entertaining. You have three judges, right? One of them is the straight guy who just plays things straight, just straight from the chest.
Yep.
And interestingly, the straight guy that we had this year was this totally gay dude, right? I did not see that coming. But he did. I mean, because the third judge tends to be more rotating. Like, that changes from one year to the next.
Okay.
Last year it was Tom Woods. Tom Woods wasn't able to make it this year, but someone else stepped in. I don't even remember the guy's name, but he does a podcast. There are probably 500 people here who do podcasts, though, and I can't remember all of them. But anyway, that's the easiest role to pick up quickly, right?
Yep.
If you've never judged one of these things before, it's like, okay, these are the different roles you can be. The one who just plays it straight from the chest is by far the fastest that a person is going to pick up, because that's just them being themselves, right? Except they got to be a little diplomatic if they don't like something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's why we pull up professional broadcasters and stuff like that. It's not like just this random person from the audience who probably may not know how to approach a subject diplomatically.
So you're the mean one?
I'm the mean one.
Okay.
Jeremy Kaufman is the one who wisecracks.
Okay.
And there's more thought that goes into this than people would think. It's not about just getting up there and being mean. It depends on the order of the judges, because we rotate who speaks first, who speaks second, who speaks third after each entrant. After each ranter, I suppose.
Okay.
Like, if I'm the one going last, if I'm the one judging third, I'm not going to be nearly as mean as I am if I've got Jeremy following me.
Okay.
Because being mean makes Jeremy's wisecracks hit all the better.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other guy playing, if I'm being mean, then that I don't want that to be the last note that someone, you know, ends their rant on. So
right.
If I'm third, I'm way nicer. So, someone on Twitter is upset with me, apparently, because I judged their rant harshly, I guess. And this is strange to me, because it's all entertainment, right? None of this is meant to be taken seriously. The points are made up, and the rules don't matter.
Right.
That's what we
yeah.
say, or the game's made up, and the rules don't matter. I don't know exactly what we say, but, I mean, it's completely true. It's arbitrary. The number I spit out, at least, is often not the number I actually write down.
Right.
And that's why Jeremy looks over and sees what I actually wrote down versus what I said I wrote down. Like, I gave someone a 2 because they chose to talk about COVID-19 in the year 2022, and I'm sick to death of hearing about COVID-19.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. So I was like, my best way of dealing with this is to give the guy a 2. Now, make it known to all of the audience, don't come here next year ranting about freaking COVID-19.
Okay.
He wasn't bothered by that. But, I mean, that's just my role. And I think I wrote down like a 6 or something like that because it really wasn't a very good rant. But I tend to score lower than everyone else. I'm the first one each year to break the 5 threshold.
So are you triggered by this Twitter thing?
I wouldn't say that. Okay. I'm just shocked by it. And I want it understood that if I say something mean to you, and it's, none of this is really mean. Like, the video from 2021 is widely available, and yeah. I'm harsh, and I tend to be on the mean side of things, but I'm not like, God, that rant sucked. Please get off the stage or anything like that.
Right, yeah.
I do it in an entertaining way. I give low scores, and I offer my critique, but I just generally score lower than everyone else.
Okay.
I come down the hard side. But as a result, people approach me afterwards like, so I know, I'm picking up my rent for next year because you're the judge I got to convince. If I get you, then I'll win, right?
All right.
That's the reputation that I have among this thing, and it's great fun. Everyone loves it, and no one takes it seriously.
Yeah.
Except this one person who is very upset and doesn't appear. Apparently, someone offered for me to be on her podcast or something like that, and she was like, no, thank you. I don't approve of the way Aria judged my rent this year or something to that effect. It's just stunning to me that
Save the drama for your mama.
Yeah, that someone could so completely misunderstand the situation. Our job as judges, yes, we have to pick a winner. But our job is to entertain.
Yeah, well, and also, too, at least with, you know, some of these reality TV shows, these award shows like The American Idol and where these judges, you know, sort of are modeled after, the main one is often funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Or at least
shocking, right? You know, that kind of a thing. So, and like,
I got booed after probably half of my scores. Right? That's just what happened. I'm like, I give you a 3, the entire audience just boos. I gave one guy a 0.
Yeah.
Or that was Dennis Pratt, right?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, it's not fair. You organize this festival here, and then you want to come up here and rant. I give you no points, right?
Well,
in the end, I think I gave him a 7 or something like that. But
yeah,
that's just the game that's just the game we're playing.
There's a thing too, like when you go into something like this, you just have to have like low or no expectations. I learned my lesson early on. One of the bands I was in, we submitted a single to be reviewed by Bubba the Love Sponge, right? And his shtick is that he listens to a song, he'll play it on air, and he'll stop it after 20 seconds of listening to it and give you a critique, and it'll be a ripping critique. It won't be. He never goes on. He's like, oh, this was a really great song, and I love the melody. None of that. It's always like, this song is crap. Your intro was too long, right? And his,
sure.
That's his whole shtick. And so you have to sort of go into these things with that in mind.
It is very similar, now that you mention it, to like a / roast me in Reddit.
Yes.
They're not asking to be roasted, but they are asking to come up there and be judged by their rant. You know, if you're not willing to be judged and have someone tell you that you did it poorly, then don't ask to be judged, I suppose, would be the way that I would put it. But that's my little mini rant about the thing. And it wasn't even like a rant, right? It was just a frustrating thing that happened. And I want that person to know, none of it was meant seriously. If I said something that offended you, and clearly I did, I'm sorry. None of it was meant seriously.
Yeah.
And I thought that was obvious to everyone at the time, like to the guy that I gave a 2.
Yeah.
To in order, so I thought it was obvious, but yeah. Evidently not.
Well, and keep in mind, everybody, the listeners out there, as Dave Chappelle once said, Twitter is not even a real place.
That's absolutely true. It isn't. But, you know, it sucks to think that someone here within the Liberty Movement is, like, upset at me because of something I said while effectively playing a character.
Yeah.
Not the way things should go. But anyway, there is stuff to talk about. Evidently, an atheist worker has been fired after refusing to attend a company's Christian prayer in North Carolina, feds say.
I have so many questions about this. I was under the impression that companies could not require things like this.
I think they're legally not allowed to, but by all rights, they should be allowed to, right? Like, if it's a Christian company, they should be allowed to fire someone for not being Christian. I realize that's an unpopular position, but that's the way it is.
Right, but I'm just talking about, like, the legalities of corporate law right now, I think, prevents a company, if you're, you know, an LLC or on up,
yeah.
I think the law prevents you from requiring your employees to attend religious things.
Well, I don't think they are a corporation. I think they're a small business, and I don't think they ran afoul of North Carolina law, but they definitely ran afoul of federal law, and they are being sued as a result of it. I think if they want to fire someone for not being a Christian, that's their right, and they should be able to do that.
Well, they should not hire them in the first place if that's the way they're going to go, but then you're going to get lawsuits for discrimination.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is It's Free Talk Live from Fork Fest 2022 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the best place to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject, if you don't know anything about it, but you want to get into it, first learn about it. Don't just go to, you know, Google or some darknet site and try to buy Bitcoin. Learn about it first at Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. It only takes a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing technology. And if you do already know about it, head on over to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to news, to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek and easy-to-use modern website. That's news.bitcoin.com. Now, this is a home repair company. Their mandatory daily Christian prayer sessions for its employees were becoming, quote, less tolerable for an atheist construction manager who refused to continue attending, resulting in his firing in North Carolina, federal officials said in a lawsuit.
So he did attend them for some period of time.
Yes.
Then was like, I've had enough of this crap, I'm out.
I can't say I blame him. You know, I have, you know, some amount of ability to deal with Christians doing their thing, but a daily Christian prayer, I wouldn't be able to do that. But I also wouldn't, you know, work for a company that asked me to do it.
Well, and, you know, insert any other religion into that scenario, right? What if it was a daily satanic prayer?
Sure.
Or what if it was a daily Jewish prayer? Or what if it was a daily Scientology prayer? You know, whatever religion you want to insert in here, and then put yourself in that dude's shoes.
Well, this is an interesting take. His boss told him that he did not have to believe in God, he did not have to like the prayer meetings, but he had to participate before the worker was fired in the fall of 2020, according to a complaint filed by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. This came after his pay was cut in half. So they're characterizing these as employee meetings where they just happen to pray.
They cut his pay in half, too? Like, was that part of the thing? Like, if you don't come to these things, we're going to cut your pay in half. That seems excessive.
It doesn't say why they cut his pay in half, but, I mean, I tend to think that's probably the reason.
Maybe he just started missing a lot of work.
Could also be that. But that's an interesting way to try to curtail, you know, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and all of these federal laws against discrimination on the basis of religion to say, no, look, these are just employee meetings. We have them daily because some companies do that kind of stuff, and we just happen to pray at them.
Yeah.
So he's missing out on company meetings. I don't think it's going to hold up in court, but it'll be interesting to see. The worker was asked, he was asked to lead a prayer session on one occasion, despite making his beliefs known prior to losing his job.
I would love to hear, I don't know if he has a creative bone in his body, but I would love to hear this atheist come up with some kind of a prayer to say when it was his turn.
Now the company is being sued for religious discrimination and is accused of punishing workers who did not want to attend the meetings, which also involved Bible readings and roll call, the agency said in a Tuesday news release. The meetings were mandatory from at least June of 2020. So they did biblical readings as well. This comes after another worker, a customer service representative, was fired after she felt the meetings, which went on for nearly an hour, were becoming cult-like and stopped attending due to her agnostic beliefs, according to a lawsuit. Look, if you're working for a company that requires you to attend an hour-long daily prayer, it's not cult-like at that point. It is a cult. An agnostic individual does not commit to any view regarding the existence of a higher religious power, and I really wish they wouldn't butcher definitions like that. That's an atheist. Agnosticism deals with knowledge. Theism deals with belief.
Right.
On its website, the Aurora Pro Services, that's the company, says, "We'll never hire rude people, and we will get rid of anybody not using their best manners." The company's owner is known for his short-tempered and confrontational nature, and he held the prayer meetings as part of the, quote, business model, according to a complaint. This was a basis to remain employed. However, the requirement is not advertised on the company website's career page that lists what is expected of those applying to work there. The daily prayer sessions involved workers gathering in a circle as the company's owner or another individual would pray, the complaint said. Occasionally, the leader of the session would ask for prayer requests. Sometimes these requests were offered for poor performing employees. Please pray for Bob. He's not doing a good job. Jesus.
Jim's been missing a lot of work. Pray for him.
I can't imagine how truly bad it must be to work for this company. When it came to the meetings, Bible readings, the former customer service representative said that it came off as ranting, and eventually her boss began having everyone shout the Catholic version of the Lord's Prayer in unison.
Oh, jeez. Chanting, too, right?
Yeah. Before the former construction manager refused to attend the meetings entirely, he had offered to attend portions of them, according to the EEOC. However, his boss said it would be in his best interest to attend the entirety of the sessions. And, you know, clearly that's the case. They fired the guy. The atheist workers' objections led to his base pay getting cut, so evidently that was the reason, from $800 per week to $400 per week ahead of his firing. The agency's lawsuit is seeking to fine Aurora Pro Services for violating Title VII of the Civil Rights Act.
Like, I don't know if I would have even allowed the situation to get this far if I were this employee. I think that if I took a job and maybe it was unbeknownst to me, maybe it wasn't even known that this was going to occur during the day.
Right.
I think I would have either not taken the job or I would have just quit a lot sooner before letting it get to this type of situation. Now, does that mean that, you know, this corporation would have been, this business would have been, you know, allowed to sort of go on and being discriminatory, as it were, according in the eyes of the law, that kind of thing? Probably, but I also would have solved the problem that I had with it much earlier.
Certainly. I can't imagine why this atheist continued to work there. Surely he could have worked for some other home repair company or something like that. I would have quit on, like, my second day if I went in there like, oh, yes, come to our employee meeting. And I get there, and they're chanting the Lord's Prayer or whatever. I'm like, okay, yeah, this place is not for me.
Yep.
And I would look for an alternative job. I don't know how hard up he was for a job, but I wouldn't have continued to work there. Employers who sponsor prayer meetings in the workplace have a legal obligation to accommodate employees. I'm surprised that it's legal for any employer to sponsor prayer meetings in the workplace.
That's the part that was my first question. I don't know how I worded it, but yeah, I was under the impression that they were not legally allowed to hold this type of a thing.
Well, apparently they can, I would imagine, but they can't discriminate against people who choose not to participate. When I worked at one of the casinos down there in Tunica, they had a prayer room set aside for the Muslims who worked there.
Sure.
Because they needed their own space in which to do that.
Right. I've seen and heard of this before, that type of accommodation being made. But having the meeting be of, you know, sort of an all-employee meeting, if you will, a mandatory meeting, be of a, you know, religious ceremony nature, I was under the impression that that was legally, you know, against federal law.
Well, that's why they're being sued. Yeah. And I suspect that they're going to, you know, lose this lawsuit because federal law, as you point out, is very clear on this particular subject. I mean, if they want to have their daily prayer meeting, I wouldn't think the company would be allowed to do that, but I'm shocked to find that they are. They can still do that. Yeah. They just can't require employees to be there and can't cut their pay in half for not doing it. Why would you continue working at a place that cut your pay in half for that matter?
Right,
they took him from $800 to $400 per week,
yeah,
and he stayed on.
Being a voluntarist, I always, in my mind, I don't want to point the guns of government at somebody else to,
sure,
you know, get my way or to alleviate a problem. And so I would have looked for other ways to solve this problem, like getting a different job somewhere else.
There is more coming up here from Fort Fest. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 51 illegal immigrants are dead after Texas law enforcement officials stopped and searched an 18-wheeler believed to be smuggling illegal immigrants into the United States Monday evening. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf joins Fox News and says what he calls open border policies are to blame.
You're going to continue to see tragedies like this where migrants are putting their hands, putting their lives in the hands of smugglers and traffickers and others that don't care about their lives because they need to get to the U.S. and they know that if they get there, they're not going to be removed.
An FDA advisory panel is voting to recommend updating COVID vaccines specifically designed to fight the Omicron variant. The panel voting 19-2-2 in favor of the decision to endorse Omicron-specific boosters. This is USA Radio News. The total number of people who died in yesterday's Amtrak crash in Missouri is now 4. The incident occurred when a train derailed after hitting a dump truck at a public crossing in Mendon, which is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Around 275 passengers were aboard the train. Russia must pay the economic and political price for its invasion of Ukraine. That's according to the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, expressing the need to keep supporting Ukraine and putting pressure on Russia. Without an expected end to Russia's war, he said other nations need to hold their sanctions against the nation until it realizes it cannot control Ukraine. Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse underage girls. And it was a rough day on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 491 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2022 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And that's not the only festival going on this year. There's also Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. Go to freedomfest.com to learn more about it. It is July the 13th through the 16th. Mark is going to be speaking there. They're also going to have people like John Cleese, Steve Forbes, Glenn Greenwald, Spike Cohen, and so many more. Go to freedomfest.com to get a preview of the speakers that are going to be there. There's a bunch of big names, and it's going to be a great time. That's freedomfest.com, July the 13th through the 16th. And if you use code FTL, you get $50 off your ticket, I believe. I'll have to check my notes on that. So don't quote me on that.
I think it's 20% off.
One of them is 20 and one of them is $50.
Oh, I see.
And I don't remember which one. I think Lifetime Liberty is $50 and FTL 20 may be for Freedom Fest. I'll have to check my notes and get back to you on that. And I don't actually have my notes here because it's complicated. I can get them, though. Anyway, with you today is Arya and the Captain, and Uganda evidently has discovered large quantities of gold.
Quick, somebody invade Uganda. You know, change the regime over there. Come up with some, because, I mean, I suspect that may happen.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The headline is from Bitcoin.com. Uganda claims exploration surveys discovered 31 million metric tons of gold.
Now, I'm curious about that. How does that stack up to the amount of gold, like, in circulation right now, in the world right now?
How many metric tons exist already that are known and, like, you know,
that are already dug up, so to speak? It's got to be a lot.
I don't know the answer to that one. I wish I was more astute when it comes to the overall quantity of gold on planet Earth.
So tell us more about this.
It says, during the last 5 years, the value of an ounce of fine gold has risen by 48% against the U.S. dollar. An ounce of gold's spot market value tapped an all-time high this year at about $2,060 per unit. Today, an ounce of gold, they're just telling you about the pricing and stuff. On Wednesday, Solomon Muyida, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Development, told Reuters that the country had found 31 million tons of gold ore by conducting a number of exploration surveys across the land.
So I found some numbers here. Estimates are that the currently available estimates are that 205,238 tons of gold have been mined throughout history, some of which has been lost, of course, like that. We have no idea how. Another figure is 171,000 metric tons, and people are estimating that there are 2.5 billion ounces of gold above ground today in America, in world society or whatever. Okay. I don't know what 2.5 billion stacks up to in metric tons, but it does sound like, let's say, 244,000 metric tons of gold have been discovered to date, according to a different website. So there's not very good numbers about this, but they're estimating reserves still underground of about 57,000 metric tons in this Uganda announcement.
Is a big chunk of that, 31 million.
Yeah, it would be well over half of it.
Yeah.
So less, a little more than half of the remaining gold, if this claim is true, and I don't know that it's been independently verified or anything like that, and I don't trust any government, even the Uganda government, but that's what they're saying.
Well, the spokesperson further noted that 320,158 tons of refined gold could be mined immediately, and a Chinese company called Wagagi Mining is already planning to mine the area. They just received their gold production license in March and set up a 21-year mining lease with officials from Busia District in the eastern region.
Oh, I can imagine the conspiracy theory says, oh, God, the Chinese government's going to mine it. The Chinese are taking over the world.
Most of it was found
in... That would be why the U.S. doesn't invade, though. It's because the Chinese are getting this gold.
That sounds like a logical explanation for it. The rest of this talks about that they're planning on starting production this year. They've invested over $200 million so far. That's the mining company has, and that kind of a thing. But what does this do? Seemingly, the price of gold would go down.
What would expect?
Just at the news of this discovery.
Once it's confirmed. Yeah. For what I'm seeing is mostly crypto news sources that are talking about this. I do have a story here that's related, but it's from a Tanzania news source, so I don't trust it either. But I mean, that's what they're claiming, right? In details provided at the request of this Tanzanian news outlet, Ministry of Energy and Mineral Development spokesperson Solomon Muyita noted that the gold-endowed parts of Uganda include Alupe and Bugia, and I'm not even going to try with the rest of these, good Lord. The volumes of the reserves, as you said, is estimated at 31 million tons of gold ore, valued at $12.8 trillion, according to a document prepared by the ministry.
How many trillion dollars?
$12.8 trillion.
Wow. That's nothing for the U.S. federal government.
Yeah, that doesn't even wipe out the national debt, right?
Come close.
So more than half of the world's gold reserves don't wipe out the U.S. national debt. They don't even come close. They don't even get half of it, right? Isn't the national debt like $23, $24
trillion? I don't remember, but it's super high.
$30 trillion? Yeah, it is super high. If the computations are accurate, it would suggest new gold would topple the estimated windfall from oil still in the ground in the Albertine region. So they're trying to get this out of the ground instead of the oil, apparently. As you said, they think they can get out 5,000 kilograms of gold each day by the close of this year.
Wow.
I don't know how this is going to really affect the value of gold, but it'll be interesting to watch all of this play out. It'll be interesting to see what the U.S. government does in response to this.
Yeah, I feel like there's either going to be some sort of a international spy movie made about this, or perhaps another installment of something like an Indiana Jones movie.
Can you elaborate? Because I'm not sure.
Well, it's just because of the discovery of gold, right? So it'll be tied to some, you know, other discovery, you know, or an archaeologist will have to step in and be like, oh, this gold was originally discovered by the blah, blah, blah tribe or whatever, that kind of thing.
I think this is unmined gold, for whatever that's worth.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But time will tell. Anyway, we talked about abortion a lot this week, and we're not going to really get into the issue of abortion here because plenty of people are fighting over that.
We're aborting abortion?
Yes, please, God, let's do it. There's another war between the states coming, according to NBC News, and it's coming over abortion. That's the claim they're making.
Wait, so it's going to be California versus Texas?
More or less. I mean, those are the two big ones on each side, I suppose.
I'm guessing, right?
I look forward to it. If this is what causes the collapse of the United States, then let's get that ball rolling.
It would be like, it would be unbelievable if the issue of abortion is what sort of, you know, tipped it off.
It shouldn't be, but I can see how it could happen, right? Because neither side is willing to allow the other side to exercise what it believes are its rights. Neither one of them. Conservatives want to criminalize going to another state to get an abortion. And, of course, liberals aren't happy that it's outlawed anywhere in the world. And they're going to pitch a fit about it because, you know, oh, God, the people in Mississippi have to, you know, travel an additional 500 miles, and that raises the cost of getting an abortion or whatever.
And neither side can admit that it's not cool to force your preferences on other people.
Right. So this is more division that we've seen. The Supreme Court's abortion decision is likely to set off a wave of legal and political disputes. Well, that's not a civil war. Among states and the federal government, unlike anything seen since the years before the Civil War, legal experts say. So maybe. With some states allowing private lawsuits against out-of-state abortion providers. I mean, that's Texas. That's Texas's law that's doing that.
Right.
And so far, no one has brought any actual lawsuits against someone for getting an abortion. And other states prohibiting cooperation with abortion investigations. The abortion issue is likely to pit state law enforcement agencies and court systems against one another in dramatic fashion. The federal government, meanwhile, faces a choice over how to deal with states that seek to ban Food and Drug Administration-approved abortion medication, now used in about half of pregnancy terminations.
The day-after pills and all that kind of thing, yeah.
Well, do any of these states, you know, ban the morning-after pill? I can't imagine they would, because, I mean, that's like a one-day abortion ban, right? And even the most conservative one, I think, is Mississippi, and that's, I think, 12 weeks.
I mean, those things didn't really become legal until, you know, the ongoing battles of the abortion topic.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from Forkfest 2022. That's Forkfest number 6 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountain Sun, New Hampshire. Absolutely beautiful day here.
Yeah,
relatively
super gorgeous.
Yeah, partly cloudy skies a bit, I think. I run into some weird clusters of rain, like, on the way up here, though. Like, sun shining bright, and then suddenly it rains heavily for, like, a quarter of a mile, and then it's just shining sun again. It's very peculiar.
Weather in the mountains.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, we're talking now about, I don't know, I need this thing to stop failing to cooperate. We're talking about the possibility of another civil war, according to NBC News. They think that this abortion thing is going to lead to a war between the states. And I could see how it could, you know, because neither side is willing to give any ground on this whatsoever. I remember when Donald Trump ran for president, he was on like 60 Minutes or 2020 or one of these shows.
Yeah.
And he said that he thought that abortion should go back to the states. And,
okay.
You know, some states should allow it, some states should ban it, to each state according to what they would like to do. Liberals were irate over that, though. No, you can't allow any states to ban abortions because then those... And I understand where they're coming from, right? Like, the point of having this, quote, constitutional republic is that it's supposed to protect the minority from the tyranny of the majority.
Okay.
And it doesn't do that
if
you have the 20% of the population in this state that wants to have abortions legal, have that illegality of abortion pushed upon them by the 80%.
Well, and we're making a couple of assumptions here, too. We're assuming that a civil war would be divided by, what, conservatives and liberals?
Yes.
Is that the assumption that we're making?
That seems to be the assumption, yeah.
Mm.
That would be, if abortion is the issue, it's going to come down to liberals and conservatives on that. And libertarians are just going to be up here in New Hampshire going, this is stupid. Why are people fighting over this?
I also have to point out, as I want to do, the fact that one of the biggest oxymorons ever to enter the English language, of course, Civil War.
Yeah, because there's nothing civil about war, right?
I think that was.
But it's not surprising. I mean, that's what they always say, right? It's a civil unrest, civil war, that sort of thing. But you're right. There's nothing civil about war. And I don't think it's going to lead to one, but they tend to think it is. Experts say it is conceivable that a person could be wanted for a felony and an anti-abortion rights state. I love NBC. God, they are so not unbiased.
I was going to say, I detect a hint of sarcasm in your love for NBC.
Yeah, I mean, this is NBC, of course, so it's horribly slanted to the left. They don't say pro-life states or anything like that, right? No, these are states that are anti-abortion rights states. They're not pro-life. They're states that are anti-abortion rights. The governor of Massachusetts has already imposed rules forbidding state officers from cooperating in abortion investigations. California's governor signed a bill seeking to protect from civil liability anyone providing, aiding, or receiving abortion care in the state. Texas law, however, lets private citizens sue out-of-state abortion providers, and Missouri is considering a similar law. Wow, that's... Who would hold that? Why? How does Texas have any ground to sue anyone not in Texas?
I don't understand that either. And even if they have that sort of legal ground, it just further illustrates the ridiculousness of having states.
Yeah, absolutely. What we had in the years leading up to the Civil War was a failure of what lawyers call committee. The idea that states will respect other states' laws for reasons of courtesy, consideration, and mutual respect, said Ariella J. Gross, a professor of law and history at the University of Southern California.
That certainly doesn't happen with gun laws, right? I mean, yeah, there's something like a reciprocal carry permit. So if you live in a state where it's legal for you to open carry or concealed carry and you have a permit to do so, you can go get what's known as a reciprocal permit. So if you travel to a state where they also have a permit, then they will honor your permit from your state. But that doesn't happen in all the states by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and the thing here in New Hampshire, I mean, it's well known that if you're going down to Massachusetts, you leave your gun at home.
Yep.
You don't take it with you. Even if you have a license to carry the gun with you,
yeah,
it's not worth it.
Yeah, they certainly don't respect your home state's laws.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. But maybe that's just, you know, one part of the step that's been leading to this fight, this new civil war all along. That starts to break down this committee, C-O-M-I-T-Y. It's a word I've never seen before. It starts to break down when you have these really stark differences over an issue involving a fundamental right, or I would say what is perceived by some as a fundamental right is what perceived by others to be an abomination to, you know, nature and humanity and life. And that's what happened in the years leading up to the Civil War. And, you know, I could see it. After the passage of the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850s, well, that's a fair point, right? I haven't thought about how a northern state that helped slaves escape could have been held accountable to the southern states for allowing that or even assisting in that.
Yeah.
So there probably is a lot of precedent to be found within the Civil War. The Fugitive Slave Act of 1850 was passed, though, and that it was federal statutes requiring northern states to assist southern slave owners and their bounty hunters in capturing enslaved people who had escaped north to states that had banned slavery.
Requiring them to assist.
Yes. So the analogy today would be that, like, if the federal government wrote a law that, like, pro-choice states had to assist conservative states in anti-abortion proceedings.
Right.
Whereas those states are currently passing laws saying, no, we don't have to, and we're not going to assist. The parallel to... Yeah, they literally played that out. The parallel to abortion is that, quote, you literally are pursuing people across state borders for seeking medical care that is legal, said Sarah Rosenbaum. Well, it's not legal in the state that they're leaving, and that's why they're leaving that state. That's why they're crossing state borders.
Vote with your feet.
Yeah, I tend to think that it should be legal and that, you know, Texas has no right whatsoever to pursue people from going to Oklahoma to gamble, because they don't do that, right? I'm not going to... Gambling's illegal, I think, here in New Hampshire. Let's say I live in Mississippi, where not legal there if you live on a boat. Okay. Let's find some state where gambling is illegal. I'm sure it's some conservative state. let's say I'm going to fly to Vegas and go, you know, spend 10 grand at the casino or whatever.
Yeah.
They wouldn't dare prosecute me for, you know, breaking the law in Texas for
right.
going to Las Vegas in order to gamble. So they choose when and where to apply this.
Right.
Legal disputes between the states are not common, even over big social issues, apparently. And one example is cannabis. Legal right now in some states, illegal in others, but no other recent issue of dispute. And that's a good point. You know, would New Hampshire, like if I was traveling from Massachusetts to Maine, both of which are legal marijuana states, you could have as, I don't know as much, but let's say I've got, you know, an ounce of weed on me, which is a legal amount, I believe, in both states. But, you know, to get to Maine from Massachusetts, you, by definition, have to go through New Hampshire.
Yep, you sure do.
Unless you take a boat. And I don't know if you can do that, but if you're driving there, you have to pass through New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Well, if you get pulled over, can the New Hampshire police seize your ounce of pot? I mean, they can. And can they charge you? Because in New Hampshire, a certain amount of pot is decriminalized, and they
right.
can only give you a fine. But I think an ounce is beyond that threshold. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know what the thresholds are, but there is one for certain. And if you did cross it, I mean, I think we know from experience that the authorities, so to speak, are going to do whatever they want.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then whoever gets caught up in the turn of that will eventually bring the precedents or the definitions, you know, into, you know, the eyes of the government, I mean, the public specter of the court system, and then we'll find out, I guess.
Abortion could definitely bring these things to a head, though, as they point out that people argue abortion far more passionately than they do the subject of cannabis, right? No one is really arguing that they're going to die if they don't get cannabis. I mean, and there are people arguing that, you know, abortion is always a matter of life and death for the mother, and, you know, that's simply hyperbole.
I might die a little inside if I didn't get cannabis.
I could take or leave cannabis. I haven't used cannabis in like 5 or 6 years, and I just don't feel like I'm missing anything.
I enjoy it particularly when I'm in like songwriting process.
I do miss it for that reason, right? It's great for creativity.
Yeah.
But it's one thing to have states fighting with each other about a tax on interstate cargo or mud flaps on trucks, wrote Wendy Parmet, who's from another unnecessarily long university name. It's not the kind of thing that tens of thousands of people take to the streets over. Well, maybe they should. I mean, if they had taken to the streets over mud flaps on trucks, then they wouldn't have had to take to the streets about abortion.
It's one of these things where I just don't understand why everybody thinks it's even their business.
What do you mean?
Well, what business is it of yours, what other people do?
Well, it's none of my business. But see, that's
right.
The thing.
And that's what I'm saying.
We recognize.
When it comes to, you know, either being on the left or the right, though, they seem to think that their opinion should be forced upon other people.
They do, and I don't understand why they think that. I can't imagine being so immoral. That's what I think. There is more coming up here from Fort Fest. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.